The state Senate this week passed two bills designed to jumpstart the construction of electric vehicle charging stations across the state by tapping into nearly $80 million in federal funds. The measures now go to the Assembly. A change in law is required to allow gas stations like Quick Trip or other businesses to charge 3 cents per kilowatt hour to charge up, because current law only allows public utilities to charge for electricity. Environmental groups advocate for more EV charging stations. We get Clean Wisconsin's take on a potential law change clearing the way with Chelsea Chandler. Thanks very much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what is your reaction to these bills that passed in the Senate and are on their way to the Assembly?
These bills are really important for unlocking $78 million in federal funding made possible by the Biden administration's infrastructure law. It's part of the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. But there are a couple of requirements in that program that Wisconsin state law is not meeting right now. So what these bills do are they are going to bring us into alignment with those requirements so we can access those critical funds and bring more electric vehicle charging into the state. Fundamentally, the issue is about how people pay for to charge their vehicles in Wisconsin. Right now, Wisconsin is one of only two states in the country that is having people pay by the amount of time that they're charging their vehicles instead of the amount of energy that they're using in kilowatt hours. So it's a little bit funny, really. You know, if you're charging your gas car at the pump, you wouldn't pay for the amount of time you're sitting there. You would expect to pay the number of gallons that you're putting into your vehicle. So this is the same thing. It would kind of make it more fair. So if the pump is a little slower or your electric vehicle is charging a little slower, you're still paying for the amount of energy that you're using. And the reason we have it set up that way right now is it's kind of a workaround because, as you said, right now Wisconsin sees anyone who's providing electricity as being an electric utility. And that's really not the intent here. The intent is just for a company to be able to provide a service to car owners who want to power their vehicles.
How sorely are these charging stations needed around Wisconsin?
We really need more electric vehicle charging infrastructure. I think that's the biggest barrier to having more widespread adoption of electric cars in Wisconsin. People need to be able to travel and commute with confidence that they can, you know, repower their vehicle as easily, ideally, as you could fill it up at a pump. And we really need more electric cars in Wisconsin for a few reasons, really, because there's benefits to the climate. There's benefits when it comes to air pollution and displacing some of those emissions out of the tailpipe. And then there's really a lot of economic opportunities, too, that having more electric cars in Wisconsin could unlock. I know, coincidentally, today, U.S. Energy Secretary Granholm and U.S. Acting Labor Secretary Sue were visiting Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, to talk all about electric vehicle charging infrastructure, kind of made in America opportunities for Wisconsin. And so they see that as an opportunity. Wisconsin companies like Ingeteam, that's based in Milwaukee, they're expanding their production of EV chargers, so they see that as an opportunity. And then there's the places that will be hosting the EV charging, places like Quick Trip, who, you know, were very active and supportive throughout the process of advancing these bills because they want to be able to offer services to, you know, more customers who can come charge their vehicles and then, you know, stop and get a cup of coffee or a bite to eat.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask about that. Idea that businesses like Quick Trip are in favor because you'd think that EV chargers might compete with their gasoline sales.
I think they see it as part of the future. You know, it's a more diverse portfolio, so more people are switching to electric cars, so might as well be part of that. And again, you know, they can make money by people coming into the store and getting some food. And I know that's what I do when I'm charging my car. Is it's nice to be able to be somewhere where I can stop, you know, have the kids get a bathroom break, get a bite to eat, and then be on my way.
Is the goal to have these charging stations every 50 miles, as is federal guidance? And if so, how long would it take for Wisconsin to get there?
Yeah, so there's been a pretty elaborate planning process to comply with this National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Wisconsin has a Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Plan that was approved in 2022. And so they looked at all the major corridors, making sure that they get that coverage at least every 50 miles so we can make it convenient for people who are, you know, traveling across the state and have that confidence that they can recharge. So the bills have passed the Senate. Senate this week. The next step is to pass the Assembly, and then, you know, the government would sign it into law. And then the Department of Transportation already has a request for proposals out for people who want to build these charging stations. So that is open until April 1st. So basically, as long as we can get these bills passed and kind of make sure we're adhering to the federal requirements, we could, as I understand, have money out the door starting in April.
All right. Chelsea Chandler, thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me and for covering the issue.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
All right.
Thanks. When you unhook.
Oh, yes, I always forget I have these on.
To do that, and then watch your step on this riser. I've never once had somebody tumble off it, but it just seems like a...
You're better safe than sorry.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Stand-up stuff next?